I think I have everything ready. The sigil is drawn according to the diagram. I'm at the center point as the offering, and all but one of the candles are lit. Am I really that lonely that on Valentine's Day I'm willing to try to summon something to keep me company? Yeah, I am. God. This might be the most pathetic I've ever been. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. There's absolutely no way this is going to work. It's not like demons and devils and hell exist or anything. I'm going to light the last candle. Nothing is going to happen. And I'm going to feel stupid for ever being nervous about this, and then I'm going to go to bed alone. Like every other Valentine's Day before this. Here I go. Holy shit. Holy shit. Oh, you're real. Oh my fucking God. Hi. I didn't think this would actually work. Fuck. Wow. I summoned you, because, well, honestly, if I tell you the reason, will you promise not to laugh? Basically, it's a big holiday in America. I don't know if it's a big holiday everywhere, but in America at least, it's Valentine's Day. You are supposed to spend it with someone you love, romantically, sexually, platonically, just someone you really love and appreciate. But I didn't have one. So my friend, I think she's Wicca or something, I don't know, told me about this spell as I was complaining to her, and I was basically saying, I'm gonna be alone again. And she was like, hey, this is gonna help you out. I didn't think much of it, and then today, I decided to give it a chance. I mean, worst comes to worst, it doesn't work. I feel dumb for a few minutes, and don't tell anyone I even believed in this for a second. Like, it's some embarrassing thing I did, 'cause really that's kind of all I thought it was, but apparently this is real. Wow. Sorry. I don't mean to ramble. I really don't. I'm kind of shocked, that's all. No, I don't know what kind of sigil or summoning I just did. Why? Does it matter? Your laughing is making me feel like I made a big mistake. And I have this funny feeling in my stomach that my friend kind of played me in a way. Does she work with you? Oh, she does. So she knew this would happen? I see. You know, I don't like that look on your face as you keep getting closer to me. I'm not like yours forever or something, am I? You are very intimidating. Has anyone ever told you that? I feel really boxed in right now. Fuck. I can't look up at you. Look, I'm going to ask you a question and please just be honest with me. What am I to you now? What are you going to do with me? I'm sorry. I think I misheard you. I'm your what? Your consort? You can't just say that. I'm not that. I never agreed to that. Please tell me you're joking. Please, please tell me you're joking. This's gotta be some elaborate joke, right? What does it mean to be your consort? Do I have to bend to your every whim? Am I your property now? Am I just a glorified fuck toy to you? You are a demon, and I'm just a human. And more importantly, I was tricked by someone I thought was my friend. You can't take this seriously. You just can't. Don't you want to be with someone who actually loves you and wants to be with you? I don't know if I will learn to love you. I don't even know what to call you. Fuck. Don't laugh. Just bring your lips back here. You feel amazing. You feel so good, and you kiss even better. How is that possible? I guess I didn't need those anyway. How am I supposed to address you? You never answered. Your Grace? Very formal. What are you, hellish royalty? Ah. Oh. I feel like an idiot. Ignore the dumb blush on my face and get back to kissing me, Your Grace. That is definitely going to take some time to get used to.
You feel so good. I swear there is something in your kisses that is making me addicted to you, crave you. I was afraid of you mere moments ago, but now I feel like I'm ruined for anyone else just from these kisses alone. Please, please keep touching me. Touch my tits, my cunt, my ass, please. Just touch me wherever you want. It's all for you, your grace. I just want to serve you, make you happy. I am whatever you say I am, whatever you want me to be. I am yours, your grace. I can feel your hands on my shoulders pushing me down. I get the hint. Let me show you just how devoted to you I am, how much I love you, how much I worship you, how much I crave you. Oh, I thought your lips tasted good. Huh? I don't care or feel the need to understand why I feel this way for you after just meeting. Let me show you how grateful I am that you have come into my life and that you picked me to be your consort. I'm so lucky, so privileged. Let me submit to you, mind, body, and soul. After all, I am yours, your grace. You might be from hell, but you taste like heaven. Does my tongue feel that good, Your Grace? Giving me such high praise. Thank you for allowing me to worship between the altar of your thighs. Thank you, Your Grace, for letting me provide you pleasure with my mouth. I'm so lucky and privileged. You're so kind to me, and I don't deserve it. Thank you. More delicious than the ambrosia of the gods. No. I wish I could touch myself, but you haven't given me permission. I bet I could get off from the taste of this alone, though. So amazing. So perfect. Just like you, Your Grace. Use my mouth however you see fit. I'm yours. I only live to serve you, to please you, to worship you. I love you so much. Use me. I'm all yours. This is how I worship you, Your Grace. With my mouth, with my body, with my love. Oh. That was the best fucking thing I've ever tasted. I want more, Your Grace. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be greedy. Thank you for letting me taste you and give you an orgasm, Your Grace. Am I allowed to ask a question? What's next? You would think I would be afraid of going to hell, but with you, I'm not. I love you. I trust that you know what's best for me. You are my world, and I am here to serve and obey you, Your Grace.